Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Uprising Sports Report. I'm your host, Matty Bishop, and today we're going to talk about our new game, Fantasy Beach Volleyball, available for free at fantasybeachvolleyball.com. It's part of the offering of Uprising Sports, which also includes the Volley Boutique, Uprising Volleyball in Mukilteo, Washington, and coming soon, the Dow of Volleyball and Uprising Arena Archery. But for now, it's all about the beach as we get ready for the kickoff to the 2019 domestic season in Huntington Beach, May 3rd through 5th. We're going to talk a little bit about the formula behind our Uprising Fantasy Beach Volleyball game. Again, you can sign up for free at fantasybeachvolleyball.com. Hang on for just a minute here, and we're going to talk a little bit about how this game works right here on the Uprising Sports Report. All right, everybody, welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit about the formula that we put together to judge the stats in our Fantasy Beach Volleyball game. You can register for free at fantasybeachvolleyball.com. Now, a couple priorities that we had in putting this formula together. We wanted it to be simple, easy to understand, manageable numbers. We think we accomplished that. We'll talk more about the numbers in just a minute. We also wanted it to be balanced. We didn't want an advantage for a roster of all men or a roster of all women, and we didn't want an advantage for a roster of all blockers or a roster of all defenders. And what we ended up with was five men, five women in our top 10 based on the 2018 season stats, and six blockers and four defenders in the top 10. So as close as we could get there, the formula that we used to get that, we gave aces and blocks each 3 points, fairly rare occurrences. If you can pull it off, you get 3 points. Digs get 2 points apiece, a little bit more common, but tend to be a very specialized play. So the blockers don't get as many blocks as a defender gets digs. That's why there's a weight on the blocks. 2 points for the digs balance things out nicely. The kills, you get 1.5 points. Now, this was the final tweak that we made. We had this at 1 point apiece. It gave a little bit too much weight to the blocker who gets served more often. They got too much of an advantage when we tweaked it and added a 1.5 multiplier. A 2.0 multiplier was too much of an advantage to the defender who tends to get most of the side out rallies. 1.5 balanced that out nicely. Last stat that we look at of the five is the hitting percentage. You simply take your hitting percentage and times 1,000 for that one. So if you have a hitter who's hitting 0.435 or 435 for the tournament, times that by 1,000, they're going to get 435 points. That gives reward to the player who is studying the side out and works from there. So that's the formula that we used to balance things out. Now, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk really fast about the way that we ranked the players for Fantasy Beach Volleyball ahead of Huntington Beach, coming up right here on the Uprising Sports Report. All right, so here's how the game works. You have 1.5 million fantasy dollars to purchase 8 players. Can be either gender, can be blocker, defender. It's the best 8 players that you can purchase for $1.5 million. Now, what we did to value these players is we ranked them 1 to 60 based on their point totals from the 2018 season with the formula that we just talked about a couple minutes ago. We assigned the highest value was $300,000, and then we worked our way down from there. Lowest value is about $60,000. Not everyone played every event in 2018. This is not a reflection of who the top players are. This is a reflection of who the top point scorers during AVP competition were in 2018. So there is some value there. This is part of the game. This is part of the game that's really exciting. We're also going to re-rank the players after each event based on their current stats for the upcoming season. So there's going to be more values. You're also going to have to pay attention to who's playing. It's a big year for Olympic qualification. There's a number of events that the top teams won't be at. So you're going to have to really pay attention and look through your roster, find not only your favorite top stars who you follow on Instagram and who are always on the TV and the Amazon Prime broadcast, but you're also going to have to dig down and find some players that you might not otherwise pay attention to help round out that roster. Learn a little bit more about the game and learn a little bit more about the AVP and about these players than you have in the past. That's the goal of Fantasy Beach Volleyball. We want that to be what this does, is help build not only the stature of the game, but the stature of the players as well. A couple more things about that. This is free for you. Register at fantasybeachvolleyball.com. Now, Uprising Sports, we have some paid programming that we operate here in the Pacific Northwest. We have some things you can purchase through volleyboutique.com, and we'll be introducing more products there. We also are a fan-supported organization. So if you want to set up and make a donation and get set up with this, you can go through and find a player. Right now, we've got a couple right to the top of my head. Kame Schalk, who's been instrumental in helping to develop this game. Billy Allen, a good friend of the Uprising. Mark Burick is part of it. And there will be more coming down the pipe really, really soon. Casey Patterson's involved. You can go through and you can make a donation that's not only going to help support this podcast, the Fantasy Beach Volleyball game, and other things that Uprising Sports is doing up here in the Pacific Northwest and nationwide, but also a percentage of that will go to support the player that you choose. So if you donate through Kame Schalk's page, Kame Schalk's going to get a percentage to help fund his training, travel, so on and so forth that he needs to help develop to the top of his game. This is our small contribution to connecting fans and players. And what we're hoping is that fans who are rabid about the game will realize that the money in beach volleyball is not phenomenal for the athletes. That's a problem that we have right now. If we want to attract more athletes, we have to, as a community, rise up and help support these players. So that's part of the objective behind developing the game, behind playing the game, and behind supporting the game. And every time you make a donation to Uprising Sports, you can choose a player that you want to support. Every time that you make a purchase from volleyboutique.com, you'll be supporting Uprising Sports and our efforts to help put the products like fantasybeachvolleyball.com out there. So that's a little bit about who we are. That's a little bit about our formula, about playing the game. Jump in right now. Go to fantasybeachvolleyball.com. Pick your team and get set up for the next event. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been the Uprising Sports Report. I'm Maddie Bishop, your host, and we will see you in the sand.